Dark clouds of smoke hang over the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. Through early this morning, it was raining in New York. Breathing has been difficult for rescue workers and others, and there are questions about the environmental impact of the terror strikes. EPA Administrator Christy Whitman traveled to New York yesterday to inspect the World Trade Center crash site. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg spoke with Whitman shortly after her arrival.
Christine Todd Whitman, the smoke from the World Trade Center fires was so bad it could actually be seen from space, and rescuers are still having problems breathing there. A lot of them are wearing scarves around their mouths as well as goggles for their eyes. Is the air safe?
If you're at the center of the site, if you're ground zero, obviously there are a lot of irritants. They need to be wearing masks. They need to be wearing scarves. Actually, they should be wearing the masks that we've been providing for them. But for the population as a whole, if you're not in the immediate area, all the samplings that we have been doing have been showing nothing that should cause a health concern. Obviously, if you have health problems, you have breathing problems, you don't come out and do your deep breathing exercises outside, but you should be all right, and we are constantly sampling. We're doing air sampling. We're doing dust sampling. We have intermittent air monitors. We are moving them around the city. Wherever the plume goes, we're monitoring to make sure people are safe, and we'll let them know if there's any reason for concern.
What about the danger from asbestos, Ms. Whitman?
We're monitoring for asbestos. We've seen nothing at the moment, and this is preliminary. As we get closer into the site, we expect the numbers to go up, but right now it's all below any level of general concern, of concern for the public at all. We're monitoring for asbestos, lead, VOCs, and we will have special equipment in to do fine particulate matter. We know there's a lot of that because of the dust that you see, and that, of course, is an irritant.
How can there not be danger from asbestos when buildings of that age have collapsed?
Well, at this site, we got a high reading on one of three samples that we took immediately, but it dissipated very quickly. And we are surprised. We were looking for it. We were expecting that and worried about asbestos. But right now, again, in their preliminary, we're continuing to monitor on a regular basis. We are not seeing levels that rise to any kind of health concern.
Airborne particles can eventually cause big problems in the quality of water, too. Is that a concern at this point?
It's not a concern at this point, although, again, we are monitoring it very carefully. So far, everything has been able to be flushed down the drains because there's no sewer system down here in Lower Manhattan right now. And so it's able to take everything that's been flushed out, but we are monitoring for that as well.
It sounds as if you don't expect any permanent environmental damage as a result of these attacks.
At this point, we don't, because, you know, the area, of course, around both sites has an encapsulation. Obviously, the Pentagon is a more open site, and we're going to be doing ground monitoring to make sure there's nothing in the ground. But so far, since we're not getting high readings from the air samples, we're pretty comfortable that things will be all right. But we're going to stay with it and continue to monitor until we think everything is safe and we can close up shop.
One final question. What about disposal of all that debris?
All the debris from the site in New York City is going out to the Freshkill landfill. We are again on site out there making sure that it's being handled appropriately. That landfill can take everything. It's a question of whether that is going to be the ultimate long-term disposal site.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Christine Todd Whitman is head of the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
President Bush is reviewing military options in response to the terrorist attacks in which hijacked commercial jets destroyed the World Trade Center and damaged the Pentagon. There are reports that both flight recorders have been recovered from the Pentagon crash site. The president planned intelligence briefings and meetings with his national security team at the White House this morning before attending a memorial service at the National Cathedral. He will visit the disaster site in New York later today. He has already visited the Pentagon.